You found the Radio Today programme. I'm Trevor Down. First, an apology. Sorry for the non-appearance last week. The Hall of Fame overran and I had to leave to catch a train. And all that went really well because when I got to the station, it was 35 minutes late, so I could have stayed and done some interviews anyway. What I did manage was a quick word with Nihal, which you'll hear in a minute. And for this week's edition of the weekly podcast, we have managed to secure an exclusive interview with Santa Claus, who set up his own 24/7 internet station. So all that, plus news and radio moments in a tick.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creators of Phonebox and Oasis. Welcome to the social studio.
So calling Lapland, anyone there?
Yes, you found someone.
Oh, is that Santa himself? Oh, brilliant. Hello, Santa, are you busy?
Oh, no, it's as quiet as a mouse this time of year. Of course I'm busy, Trevor. Yes, silly sausage, it's Christmas.
Now, how have you found time to run your own radio station, Santa? And in fact, why did you set up Santa Radio?
Well, I set it up purely because I had time on my hands this year. December is very busy, but January right through to November, it's pretty quiet. So I thought, why not?
Now, here are the big questions that we all want to know the answer to. What are Santa's favourite Christmas records?
Hey, my favourite Christmas records. Oh, yes. Well, that's a good question, actually. I would say Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helm. I do like that one. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle my bells and jingle my... And I also like Kylie Minogue as well. Santa Baby. She's done a very good job of that. Of course, there's the classic Bing Crosby with White Christmas. And one of my all-time favourites is Proper Crimbo by Bo Selector.
And what we all want to know when we're programming our station is when should we start playing our Christmas records?
Oh, yes. Good question. And yes, one that is asked a lot. I would probably say from January the 1st. Yes. I mean, I love Christmas. Christmas all year round if I had my way. But yes, January the 1st right through to December the 25th. Have a couple of days off for New Year, then start them again.
And where can we find Santa Radio?
Well, you can find it on the Apple devices, the Android devices, Amazon devices. You can find it on the Mac, the new Apple TV. I mean, the list is endless. It's on TuneIn or SantaRadio.co.uk.
Well, I know you're busy, and I'm wondering if one of your elves is there. Guy Harris, the well-known voiceover guy. Is it possible to speak to him, Santa?
Yes, I'll get him to take off his short trousers and his elf hat and get him to come into the booth and talk to you.
Thank you so much, and good luck and Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you, Trevor. It's been a pleasure, and I notice you're at the top of the naughty list at the moment, but there is still time to redeem yourself, yes. Yes, it was something you did in June that wasn't very impressive, yes. I don't know if the other party ever recovered from it. Yes. I'll pass you over to Guy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Yeah, Guy, come in here. Someone wants a chat with you.
Yeah. Thanks, Santa. Thank you. Hello. Hello.
Guy, how are you?
Yes, I'm good, thank you. Good. How are you?
Excellent, indeed. We were just chatting with one of your clients there, Mr. S. Claus. How busy are you doing voiceovers at this time of the year?
Yes, I would say probably September through till the end of December is my busiest period, actually. It's I do like helping Santa out with a few bits and pieces here and there.
Now, I know that you do a whole range of voices. You work, don't you, for movies, you work for game companies, you do so much of that kind of stuff. And I meet a lot of people who say to me, how do you get into doing that kind of work? What's the way into... And often we do mean the way out of radio, because there are fewer and fewer jobs, but maybe out of radio and into actually being employed as a voiceover talent.
I did 19 years in radio, which I really, really enjoyed. And I finished last year on air, which it was fantastic. It was great experience. And, you know, as much as I could have stayed on and there was various offers coming in, I did think, it's time to move on. I've done all that I could do in radio, or I felt that I'd done all that I could do in radio, and it was time for new people to come in. And the way that radio stations are run is very, very different, you know, when I was in it. But that's progression, and that's how it goes. I think because at the same time as doing radio, I was building up a voiceover business. It was a natural progression to say, you know what, 19 years on air, that's enough. Let's concentrate on this business. And I think it was, well, it feels like it was the right decision. As far as getting into it's concerned, coming from a radio background probably gives you a little bit more of an advantage because you can, you'll feel comfortable in front of a microphone, that's for sure. Which I think is alien to people coming to it from a non-radio background. Having the ability to communicate and get on with people is essential. You need to obviously get yourself a good demo made, and you need to get yourself on the internet and have a presence on the internet.
Do you need to spend a lot of money on equipment, Guy? I mean, there's a video on your website of you, basically, demonstrating some of the things that you do. Very interesting it is, too. There's some pretty expensive microphones in there, and you've built your own booth in your house. I mean, that kind of investment, would you say that's very important for people trying to make a start in the biz?
Yeah, I mean, you can spend as little as you like or as much as you like. I think because I'd come from a radio background and I'd had, you know, a good salary for many years, I was able to invest in the best equipment. My thinking behind that was, if I get everything as good as I can get, if anything goes wrong with what I'm doing as a voiceover, the only thing that's left to blame is me, because you hear stories where, oh, I'm really sorry, it's my microphone, it's not very good, or, you know, my preamp's playing up. Well, you know, in this industry, change it. You know, if it's not working, change it and get something that does work. So you can have really expensive equipment and you can have really cheap equipment. However, having said that, although, yes, I've got a £2,000 Neumann and a £700 Sennheiser in here, there are some really, really good mics that are a fraction of that cost. And when you put them side by side, if you're voicing a radio commercial and it's going to be mixed with music, who's going to tell? You know, they're not. And I've heard mics that are £200 that are, you know, fantastic and really deliver. So if you are getting into it, you don't need to think, oh, I've got to spend thousands and thousands. You don't. You can do it quite affordably. A good mic is essential. You'll need to find the mic that suits your voice as well. And testing a few mics is key. You know, run it through a preamp, especially if you're going to be mixing sort of soft stuff with really hard sell stuff, which I go through on a daily basis, a whole variety of stuff. You want to, you know, put it through a preamp, then a mixing desk, or you can put it straight into your computer into a sound card. I run mine through a mixing desk so that I can mix an ISDN with it, or I can have audio from somewhere else come in. So the mixing desk does help. But for £1,000, you could get the essentials, I would have thought, to get you up and running.
I'm quite embarrassed talking to you through my Blue Yeti.
Do you know what? The Yeti is highly rated. It's a great, great mic. And
oh, thank goodness.
No. and it's rated very highly for things like podcasts as well. You know, it's lightweight and it's very convenient, easy to set up and easy to plug in and get going. If you really believe in it, I think, and you want to make the commitment and you definitely think you can do it, then, you know, just try the right mic and make sure it sounds good and don't sacrifice quality over cost. And if you have to find a little bit of extra money, then do it. I know that's easy for me to say, coming from someone that's doing it and obviously has an income from it to be able to invest in this, but you've got to have a bit of a business head on you. You've got to have a marketing head on you. You've got to know a bit about web these days. I don't think you can... Well, it depends on how much money you want to make in this industry. I don't think you can rely on just being a voice. You've got to know how to use your social media. I mean, social media is fantastic. Use it right. It's a great free marketing tool.
Now, Santa, your business colleague, has been on Radio 1, hasn't he? What gave you the idea of having a 24-hour Santa radio station?
Yes, he is on Radio 1 and Heart and UKRD and I believe Magic on Christmas, and Radio X have shown an interest as well. Yes, he does seem to get around the tart. I think the radio station was just, I mean, it's online, so it's just picking up small numbers like an online radio station would. But the great thing about an online radio station is that you can see when people are listening, where they're listening from as well. I mean, it's fascinating. We've got a big audience in Japan, of all places. I mean, it's crazy. You can see which countries people are listening in. Japan, America, Germany and Denmark are, you know, we've got a good listenership there. It was just a bit of fun. I have a guy that works for me as a a full-time web developer and app developer, because we do app development here as well. And, you know, we just thought, let's do this. So we set it up, and it seems to be taking off. And I think running it in conjunction with having the apps for it, it just adds to it, really, because people can listen to it on all devices.
Well, it sounds really good, Guy. Well done. And thanks for talking to the Radio Today programme. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Oh, thanks very much, Trevor. You too, man. And if you do want to feel festive, then check it out, Santa Radio.
Ho, 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 Santa here. And a big Merry Christmas to all the listeners of the Radio Today programme. We love it.
Thank you, Guy Harris. And of course, Santa Claus. We'll hear more from him at the very end of this podcast. Nihal's at the Hall of Fame after the news from Roy Martin.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
Neil Fox has been found not guilty of all the charges made against him over a year ago. He's free to return to work. He did host Breakfast on Magic in London before it went national, but his employer, Bauer, said it's currently taking time to reflect the outcome and will make a further announcement in due course. Dave Cool has been appointed Group PD of UKRD. He replaces Phil Angel, who left last month. Dave Cool was the group music manager, so they're now advertising for a new one. And the full lineup and launch date for Capital from Liverpool has been announced. See full details on our website at radiotoday.co.uk. That's the very latest. I'm Roy Martin.
Broadcast Bionics, creators of Phonebox and Oasis, offer you elegantly integrated products and intelligent one-stop shopping for all your studio needs. Discover a full range of innovative studio products. Play out by Wide Orbit, Music Master Scheduling, Stirlitz, MuseBoss, Larvo, Telos, Axia, Omnia, Digigram and Commotion. Visit bionics.co.uk today.
Where are we now?
We are at the Vox Centre.
Vox Conference Centre?
In Birmingham. No, Solihull.
Solihull.
Solihull. There you go, Solihull. Say Birmingham.
You've been induced.
Yes.
Or inducted, as we should say. Congratulations. How did it feel like standing up there in front of, you know, the great and the good?
Well, you are one of the great and the good. So
insane.
You are. You absolutely are. So it was nerve-wracking to begin with. I didn't write anything down. My wife has been telling me for the last couple of days, write a list, write a list, write a list. But I feel as though you need to project from the heart. So I didn't want to be kind of stultified by looking at the script. I wanted to tell people what I felt and put some anecdotes in there. And it's amazing. I mean, it really is amazing. It's quite trippy, actually.
What I loved about what you said was that you talked about radio, not just about music radio or speech radio or journalism or, you know, any of those kind of subgenres. You just love the wireless, don't you?
I absolutely do. I absolutely do. It's such a magical medium of communication, unlike any other communication that I have ever had. It's such a privilege, Trevor, to be able to talk directly to somebody and have a conversation with them, and especially on a phone-in show where people tell you what their opinions are, and you get to kind of have this kind of verbal gladiatorial combat with people. And it's just brilliant because, of course, it's so one-on-one, isn't it? Even though it's a mass medium, even though there are hundreds of thousands of people listening simultaneously to you, you are in a club of one when that person is talking to you, and I think that's extraordinary.
On these kind of occasions, everybody always gives thanks to their producers and their executive producers and all those other people, but actually, at the heart of this, it is about you, isn't it? Whatever network you're on, whatever audience you're talking to, it is about you and your own character.
It has to be. That's why when you cover other people's shows, I remember the first time I covered Chris Moyles and the amount of abuse I got on text. And that's because people were used to Chris Moyles. That's who they wanted. That was their friend on the radio. And suddenly it was like, what? You know, it's like going to the post office to pick up your pension every day. You've been doing it for years. And the person who sits behind there, whether his name's Rajiv or whatever, and you're just used to Rajiv, and then one day Steve is there or any other name, Sanjeev is there, and you're like, well, where's my friend? You know, where's this person that I spend every morning with, or I spend 3 hours with? And that's, you know, the extraordinary thing of radio, and making sure that you can find your voice is really important, so you're not trying to be anyone else. And I think that takes some time, and it takes confidence to be able to find
yourself.
So you've
got to think about, in your case, am I on Radio 1 or am I on 5 Live or am I on the Asian Network? Do you stop and think about the audience you're talking to?
100% I do. 100% I do. I'm very, very mindful of the fact that if I'm on Radio 2, there are going to be certain reference points which are not going to be relevant to that audience. And, you know, I'm in my mid-40s now, so for me, it's understanding that for an Asian network audience, which could be anything from kind of 16 through to 60, that you're just very clear in what you're trying to say and not patronising the audience, but being real to yourself, but understanding there are different tones. I mean, covering Stephen Nolan on Five Live, you know, don't try and be like Stephen Nolan, because Stephen Nolan's a one-off. You just have to be yourself, but then adjust knowing the kind of age group that you're dealing with. And as I said, the kind of reference points you can make.
Well, congratulations. It's fantastic to see you up there.
Well, Trevor, it's fantastic to be interviewed by you, because you are a ledge, so that's fantastic.
Our congratulations to Nihal and, of course, Frank Skinner, Victoria Derbyshire and Tony Butler, the other inductees to the Radio Academy Hall of Fame this year. Next up, David Lloyd.
100 years of radio. Radio moments.
Is it really 6 years since this poetic farewell?
It's always been a source of enormous pride to me that you've come together in my name, that you're proud to call yourselves my listeners, that you think of me as a friend, someone that you're close enough to laugh with, to poke fun at, and occasionally, when the world seemed just a little too cruel, to shed a tear with. You've allowed me to share your lives with you. When you tell me how important I've been in your lives, it's very moving. You've been every bit as important in mine.
That delivery is just perfect, isn't it? Even right down to the choked words, too. Typically stunning. The last Wake Up to Wogan on Radio 2 this week in 2009. He'd said goodbye a few years before as well.
And I'm afraid I won't be seeing you on Monday, but have a very, very happy and a prosperous new year. Radio
2. Wogan's farewells a quarter of a century apart. 45 years ago this week, a new BBC local station. Frequency?
96.7.
What was that?
96.7.
What?
96.7 VHF.
And after all that, those FM VHF transmissions from the new BBC Radio Medway were in mono. They did get stereo later, though.
This is BBC Radio Medway broadcasting on 290 metres, 1035 kilohertz in the medium wave band, 96.7 VHF and Thamesmead Channel J.
BBC Radio Medway, which launched this week in 1970, has now evolved into BBC Radio Kent. UBN, the United Biscuits Network, was a biscuit factory radio station which spawned many early commercial radio names. It closed this week in 1979.
Hello, this is Adrian Love from Capital Radio in London. It's a very sad day for me and for a lot of my colleagues at Capital and at other independent radio stations around the country, because many of us started here. I'd like to say thank you to all the people who made UBN possible. Maybe most important of all, the guy who first started the programming side of UBN, Neil Spencer.
Hi, this is Dale Winton. Some of you may recall it was my pleasure to host various programs on UBN between August 74 and August 77. 3 years spent with people I still and always will regard as great friends. With UBN closing, there's not a lot of...
The end of UBN, a station famous, amongst other things, for its factory safety announcements.
Wash your hands in the basins. Oh, please wash your hands in the basins. Please wash them on leaving the toilets. And then you'll come out nice and clean.
Steve Allen was one of the UBN names, but it was this week in 1979 that he made his debut on LBC.
But it sounded butch. So as opposed to
doing... I find that very hard to believe.
I know. Well, I find that hard to believe. But if you listen back to it and all the odd bits I've heard... from
Hello,
people,
here is the news.
No, it was really... This is Steve Allen. It's LBC 1152. It was really... Because I thought that's what you had to sound like on the radio.
A very good evening to you. This is Steve Allen with the main stories. A passenger train has crashed head-on into two locomotives on the Trans-Pennine line in the Derbyshire Peak District. One person's been killed and 26 injured.
Steve Allen. Meanwhile, across at Capital in London, it's 20 years this week since its then-owners GCAP announced the station was to halve the number of ads. The decision was described as brave.
What you're about to
to hear may be the most important words ever spoken to you in your lifetime.
To be the number one hit music station, it's not just what you play. It's the way you play them. And we play them better than anyone else. This is 95.8 Capital FM.
Mind you, this day in 1938, Ovaltine would not have been a popular Capital client. They aired this three-minute radio ad.
Listen closely, for what you hear may solve your problem. The scene, the home of the Fowler family. Mrs. Fowler is busy with the breakfast dishes.
Mother? Mother?
What is it now, Irene?
The highlights of the year, as well as the humdrum routine of everyday life, are made much brighter if you enjoy the perfect health, which is the inevitable result of regular Ovaltine. Happiness and health go hand in hand. An Ovaltine day is a happy day, regardless of the season.
Yes, perfect health is the inevitable result of regular Ovaltine. It's 22 years this week since consolidation really began. GWR acquired Beacon Broadcasting for $3.7 million and Mercia, Leicester Sound and Trent for $4.8 million and 1 million GWR shares. The repositioning began.
This Monday, a new kind of radio station for Nottingham. We're building it with just you, the listener, in mind. Help us make it the best station ever by leaving your suggestions on the new Trent listener line on Nottingham.
The big switch. The early days of GWR and one of the most significant changes in commercial radio to date. For many years, Robin Lustig was the late-night news voice on Radio 4's The World Tonight. He said his farewells from that programme this week, 3 years ago.
It's 10 o'clock. This is The World Tonight with Robin Lustig. The government is to pay £2.25 million.
Well, it's probably au revoir. I mean, I'm not going to be presenting the programme anymore, and I'm not going to be presenting on the World Service either. What I hope to be able to do is do a bit of reporting, because I love travelling around the world and I love going to new places.
Robin Lustig's last appearance on The World Tonight after 23 BBC years this week in 2012. It's 16 years this week since we lost Marjorie Anderson. She'd entertain the nation on Forces Favourites, Family Favourites, and then Marjorie was on Woman's Hour from 1958 to 1972.
From time to time in Woman's Hour, we've heard women who took an active part in the suffragette movement talk. Today we have a speaker with us who also took an active part, but in a somewhat junior capacity.
Farewell, Marjorie. So, with the last Pat Sharp and Kid Jensen shows on Smooth this week, 2 years ago...
Leona Lewis, Smooth Radio.
That line about you can check out any time you like, but you can never leave is a little bit scary.
The death of cricketing legend John Arlott, 24 years ago...
Gibbs whips it in from cover, carries the stumps.
Simon Mayo ending his run on Five Live Afternoons 6 years ago...
Well, these rumours... 100% accurate.
And the Times reporting a sense of gloom within ILR owing to the economic climate this week, 35 years ago. And a Merry Christmas to you too. Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments!
Well, thank you, David Lloyd, Nihal and Guy Harris. That concludes the Radio Today programme for this year. So on behalf of Roy Martin and the team, do have a great Christmas. I hope 2016 brings you good cheer. We'll be back in January. And I'll leave the final word to Santa himself.
Merry Christmas from me, Santa, to you, the listener of the Radio Today programme. Ho, ho, ho!
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.